Now let's follow up on the end of adoptions from Ethiopia. Many Americans adopted children from that country not so long ago. One of them is in my extended family. But after an Ethiopian girl endured abuse at the hands of her adoptive American parents and later died, the country banned all foreigners from adopting. Critics say this new policy could mean more children on the streets, although in Ethiopia, it's a matter of national pride. NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
I meet Nikki and Brad Holzman at a hotel in Addis Ababa.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
After 5 years of background checks, paperwork, and waiting, they flew from Ohio to finally finish adopting Girma.
He wins people over with the beautiful eyes and little cheeks that I just want to kiss, right?
And now they have him in their arms, a beautiful 3-year-old boy. But even with all that joy, Nikki Holzman knows they will be one of the last American families to be able to adopt an Ethiopian child.
When you start to pack those bags, you're so vulnerable and you're so open to being just devastated. If it doesn't happen, it's losing. It would be a loss of a child.
In January, Ethiopia's parliament banned foreign adoptions, saying they were concerned about the safety of their children. In 2011, for example, an adopted Ethiopian child in Seattle died after she was left outside in the cold. The parliament also said that they were worried that Ethiopian children could suffer identity crises and psychological problems. The Holzman's older daughter was also adopted from Ethiopia, and they favor stringent vetting. They also tried to teach their daughter about Ethiopian culture.
I want to believe that Ethiopia finds a way to support their kids and keep their kids in country, but also becomes open to the fact that a family is a family, whether they're in the U.S. or they're in Dubai, or they're in Nicaragua, they're anywhere. A family is a family.
None of the private orphanages opposed to the new rules would talk to me on the record. One Catholic nun who did not want to be named because she feared retaliation from the government says she just hopes these children don't end up on the streets. I do visit one state-run orphanage just outside the capital. Willai Sa, the director, shows me around.
This one is a library.
It's a sprawling compound nestled between towering pine trees. It's old, but tidy. About 195 girls aged 7 to 18 live here. Willai says they can take nearly 200 more. So they have the capacity and the money to take care of their children.
Yeah, we have a capacity because this institution is under government. There is no shortage of budget here.
Willai walks me to a small building where the special needs children live. Their caretakers are in an office, and all of the children are just sitting there, watching television. Ethiopia does not have a strong culture of adoption, so these kids will spend their whole lives here. The ones without special needs will stay until they're 18. I ask Willai if he's sure that these children are better off here than in a family home in the United States.
We are sure enough, because our country is growing.
It's growing.
Yeah.
This change comes at a particularly nationalist time in Ethiopia. The country is having political problems, but it is also resurgent. There is an economic boom, and the country has begun asserting itself in geopolitical issues. Abayu Fekadu, an administrator at another orphanage, says this policy has a lot to do with Ethiopian pride. Ethiopian children, he says, should be brought up here so they can help the country move forward.
Even if we are poor, it's better to be with our society, with country. Feeling nationality is not replaced by men, you know.
The Holzmans did make it to the U.S. Big sister is a little jealous, but Girma has learned to love the dogs and has even adjusted to the cold. Mom, Nikki, couldn't be happier.
Sometimes I look at him even now and think, I can't believe we're home. I can't believe this is all. He's here.
But it's a shame, they say, that some families will be denied this joy. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Addis Ababa.